Good morning. 8.02 a.m. here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Mostly cloudy day, a lot of blue sky, a lot of dark clouds. A lot of different clouds. There's clouds all over the place. There's clouds way up there. There's some real low ones. There's a middle layer. I'm even seeing some Virga on some of the dark clouds hanging lowest. It's a interesting sky this morning. Kind of wish I'd been out there at sunrise. I could have maybe got a really interesting skyscape picture. Although this morning's skyscape is looking pretty good, actually. It's got clouds. It's got blue sky. So, yeah, there shouldn't be any crackling today. I went back to the old recorder until I can get the new dongle, which should be here this afternoon. I stopped buying the cheap one and bought one that had an armored cord to... good morning. To fight the wire degradation. We'll see if that works. We'll use that for a while, see how it works out. Oh, here comes a coach. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm a bit overdressed today. I'm glad I took off the extra fleece shirt.
Morning.
Good
day.
We like these.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's coming together. It's, I think probably getting coming together slowly is better than trying to just do it all at once. I'll be glad when I get the case. The case is coming tomorrow, which will make me feel a little more secure about it. It's really thin, it's really light, it's really slippery. The buttons are really sensitive. I have a tendency to touch the buttons while I'm holding the case, trying to read my book, and then it just blanks out the screen and I have to reopen it. Good morning. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But I'm sure the case will help that. If nothing else, it'll let me have a little more secure hold on it. So we'll go with that for a while. I discovered that I've got like 8 different voice recorders on this phone. And it's because I've cloned the last 3 or 4, and I think it was the last one, or maybe the one before. I sampled a lot of the voice applications, trying to find one that did a better job. And they all do just about the same. So under the idea that simpler is better, I went with the most simple Samsung provided app. Tedious little bugger. Because it used to put the files, the audio recordings, into a storage area that was not internal to the phone. And the new one, this one, puts them inside where I can't see them. When I plug the USB in and try to link up the phone with my machines, my computer, it doesn't let me go up one level to the root, It holds me outside. And I can use the My Files to look at the files and move them and share them. It's kind of stupid. It's like, put them out there. What happened to the option to put a default file name on them? Ah, well. Learn. See, learn, adapt. Continue. So I figured out that I can share the files to Dropbox and then bring them down to my Linux machine for post-production from Dropbox. It's probably a better way to do it than trying to plug in a USB cord every day. Noisy morning, that's what I get for, hello Blue Jay. That's what I get for lazing around the house. I was up at like 5 and then just sort of spent too much time dubbing around. Didn't get the morning routine taken care of in an expeditious fashion, so that I was still eating breakfast at sunrise, which is like almost 2 hours later. Anyway, I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking. I didn't really need the extra sweatshirt. I'm still reading Wandering In. I'm a little bit amazed that I'm so engaged in a book that I thought so little of when I first saw the samples for it and started reading it. I'm glad I finally bit the bullet. I'm glad I've got this now. I'm not going to have a lot to report in terms of recommendations for the various blog posts and email lists, because there's a lot of Wandering In. Perhaps I'll take a break between books and read something else for change, just so I have something to recommend. Meeting with the bank yesterday went well. It was fun. Which is not something you usually say when you talk about meeting with the bank, but the guy wanted to, it was his job to try to sell me products, and it was my job to say no. And once we got that cleared away, we had a nice conversation about playing games and writing books and reading science fiction, and maybe picked up a new reader, who knows. A lot more leaves changed. I'm seeing a lot more yellow leaves this morning. I wonder if it's just my memory not remember seeing them, or my lack of observational skills that I didn't notice them yesterday. But yeah, fall is definitely in the air. Not sure why it's so warm today. We've been... Morning's in the 50s. Where are you going, lady? Okay. It's almost 70. Official temperature is 63, but outside my back door it was 64, 68, 66, somewhere in there. And yeah, it feels more like 70. It's all right, I'll survive. I poured some coffee in my water bottle this morning. It was growing cold in the cup. I figured it could just as easily grow cold out here, and I could sip at it while I'm walking and need something to lubricate. X4 Foundations is, it's kind of a slog. I mean, I don't have that many ships. I think I've got 20 or 21. Mostly miners, a few traders. They're slowly improving their skill set. Yeah. I learned a trick when I want to... I have a ship that I call mine. It's my taxi. It's the one I use to get around the map. And it's not the fastest, but it's a heavy fighter, so I can stand up to some abuse. Not a lot, but some. And it goes fast enough. It's no Pegasus, but it's good enough. I traded shields and weapons for speed, which is its own defense. And I got one destroyer. It really needs to have a couple of frigates to fly alongside it. And I'm sort of floundering. It's like, what do I do now? The miners are mining. Oh, coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. The miners are mining. The traders are trading. Some of them are trading better than others. I've got a couple that like to wander into war zones. I've got a bunch of pirates out there that I need to... What I need to do is to try to figure out how to steal their ships from them. But I've got a couple of little ships. I've got a lot of medium ships. I've got one large ship. I have a suspicion what I need is to get a couple, take some of these medium miners. I have a lot of medium miners. Take some of the medium miners and move them to undeveloped areas and use the large ones for the more troubled spots where they don't really care. They have enough shields that they don't really care about who or what may be attacking them. Unless they're, like, overwhelmed. I don't know. We'll see. But I seem to be, like, picking up dribs and drabs of missions anymore. There's not a lot of them. Of course, I'm not paying attention to them when they come by very much. I haven't done a lot of building. The thing I really wanted the game for was... building, and I haven't been doing that because I haven't really figured out how the economy works. I mean, other than the usual, there's a long chain. It starts with ore and gas and ends up with finished ships and weapons and ammunition. So yeah, it isn't. It's still a draw. It still says, "Oh yeah, I've got some time. Let me do." But it's not the eating my brain stage anymore. To visit with Roger today. Wanting to get this book done and then not spending time, chunks of time, not just a few minutes here, a few minutes there, but chunks of, not spending chunks of time to work on it isn't really as the old saying goes, doesn't really feed the bulldog. So maybe with the cooling of my interest in X4, I can find some more motivation to dig into the cat again and move that story along and maybe get a little momentum so that I can get back up to, you know, a couple thousand words a day would go a long way toward moving it along, toward getting it to a point where I could send it off to Karen and then ultimately send it off to everybody else. So we're working on it. Sun came up behind the clouds, and it is warm. I keep talking about the temperature. Sorry about that. I haven't seen any geese this morning. We're coming up on migration season. We should be seeing a lot more geese soon. And maybe I can get close enough for you. Or they'll come close enough to me that you can hear them. It was noisy this morning. God, West 20th Street was just, the traffic was just roaring. I couldn't believe it. I finally blocked most of it out in my hearing aid level and just went all audio. It was that bad. It's like beating on me. Coming up on the park. I was watching Three Pines on Prime while I was cooking for the last few weeks. And, yeah, that series ended. It was really good. I'm really sorry to see it go. The writing was excellent. The storytelling, the acting was wonderful. And The ending was sort of telegraphed. I wish I could say I didn't see it coming, but I did. And particularly right near the end, I'm sitting there going, I'm standing there in the kitchen while I, you know, spatula in hand, going, dude, you might want to, dude. So it was a classic, I think was it Hitchcock? I think it was Hitchcock. If you want to ratchet up suspense, show the reader the bomb under the table ticking down, but don't show it explode. And they did a really good job right up to the point where the bomb exploded. Figuratively, it was not a bomb. I won't tell you what it is, because in case you want to watch it. But it was the last episode of, as far as I know, the only season of the show that ever appeared, so there's that. And I started looking around, and I found a Tim Roth vehicle called Tin Star. And Tim Roth has been one of my favorites since I saw, years and years ago now, back when my sister was still alive, lie to me about a person who could read micro expressions. And the troubles and difficulties that he got into. And Tim Roth was the guy who could read the micro expressions. It was fascinating to watch and you wonder how much of this is fiction. The answer, of course, is most of it. But it was still an interesting take. If you could just look at somebody and tell if they were lying, which is ironically, or not ironically, or just sort of almost surprisingly, one of the same gimmicks that Jerry Boyd uses in cold reading in Bob and Nikki. So I don't know how that came about, if it was, they're related, if Jerry watched Lie to Me and decided that was a fun gimmick to use or whatever. From a technical standpoint, interesting. Oh, well, hello. The back gate just suddenly appeared in front of me, an apparition from earlier this morning. Sky's turning more blue, wind is picking up a little bit. I'm standing in the shade, so it's cooling off a bit. Kind of like it. I'm ready for a fresh cup of coffee, a good sit down, and then I'm gonna get this thing uploaded and rendered and pushed off to you. But for now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.